It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women step out of the closet to live authentically as gays and lesbians, freeing you from the feelings of guilt and shame. Rick's heart-centered approach is loaded with bankable advice and take action tips for living powerfully on the other side of the closet door. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, thought-provoking insights, and diverse perspectives for living out and proud. Pull up a chair and spend an inspiring hour in the Coming Out Lounge, stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons.
And good morning, everyone. And here we are once again, and we're going to talk about something that's really important to me, that coming out late in life. And you know what? Call it delayed puberty, or maybe just getting in the game kind of late. I don't care what kind of label you really put on this, because it doesn't really matter. In fact, it's simply just a fact of life that there are some of us, myself and my guest who's going to be coming up in a little bit, that we discover our sexuality, or maybe we develop our inner intuitions, or it could be as simple as we just kind of get our swagger later in life than others. In fact, what I've found is about the time that some people bloom into themselves, others are trying to reinvent themselves, and it's all good. And therein lies the truth about the art of coming out and blooming late. No matter whether you're coming out of the closet, or you're finding your second or third career in life, or maybe even you're starting a family when you didn't expect to start a family. Welcome to the Coming Out Lounge. I'm your host, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. And this week, we're going to do something kind of fun with my guest. We're going to do kind of a he said, she said about the challenges and joys of coming out late in life. And joining me in just a few minutes is that special guest, Denise LaFrance. She's the founder of Emerging to You Coaching and a fellow late bloomer just like me. She came out late in life to live her truth as a homosexual. And like me, she does the same kind of work. She's a coming out coach working specifically with women as they transition through any kind of transformation, but even more specifically, women as they transition into living their life as lesbians. So I've really been looking forward to this show for quite some time. Actually, probably ever since the idea popped into my mind that I might want to do my own radio show, this was one of the shows I really wanted to do, where I could have someone come sit with me, be my counterpart, and we really share about the trials, tribulations, joys, excitement of coming out late in life, having been married, having kids. So we're almost here, ready to go. I want to bring Denise on really quickly, but just a couple of things before we get going. If you're listening and you want to tweet anything out, my hashtags for the Coming Out Lounge are pound CO Lounge and pound Coming Out Lounge. And of course, my Twitter handle is at Rick Clemons. And if you're over on Facebook and you want to post something, there is Rick the Coming Out Coach page over there. You might want to join that as well. And then when Denise comes on, she also has a Twitter handle as well. It is at Emerge Into You. So when Denise says anything that really rocks your world, I would love to see you tweet out that you heard it from Denise at Emerge Into You on the Coming Out Lounge. So make sure you're also listening for those bonus codes that come up. We're going to be giving away some really good discounts on some coaching packages coming up here in another 20, 30 minutes. And you know what? If you're actually listening and you want to call in and share something with us about your own process, coming out, I have a question for two coming out coaches. The number is 877-864-4869. So, without any further ado, I am going to bring my guest in, Denise LaFrance. Welcome, Denise. Thanks for calling and being here with us today.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And you know what? Like I said, this is a really, really powerful show to me. And I know you because I've talked to you a couple of times. And I just know we're going to really, really, you know, hopefully rock some people's lives, give them some stuff to think on and chew on. And, hopefully help them wherever they may be. So, so you're up there in Maine, and I'm sure it's a beautiful summer day up there. You got any bad weather, good weather? What's it like?
Well, it's actually beautiful. It's about 76 degrees, sunny with a nice light breeze. It's really quite lovely.
That's
great.
Yeah,
it's a good place to be.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I can't wait. I'm going to be coming back east in just a few weeks, going to the Cape.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to that. So,
sure.
So why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself, Denise, before we jump in?
Sure. Well, my story, the Reader's Digest version, is that when I was 29, I married a very nice guy. We had two kids together. And when I was 37, I met a woman who was introduced to me as a group of wives who did things together. And the meeting, her and I meeting, totally changed both of our lives. We ended up falling in love and both leaving our marriages to be together. And it was a totally transformational experience and one of the most difficult experiences I've ever had in my life. So when I decided to become a life coach, I really wanted to be there for people who were going through what can be a very challenging time for some.
Yeah. Yeah, it can. And I love that, you know, there's some parallels here and things always happen for a purpose. And it's interesting that you said at age 37 is when this all began to happen for you.
Yeah.
Which was exactly when all of this began to happen for me, too.
Really?
So isn't that interesting? In all of our pre-conversations about this show, we never got to that. So, so I've got a question for you that I just kind of want you to think about. I'm not looking for the white picket fence and the 2.5 kids. I want to really just know, you know, prior to all of this unraveling for you, and I don't use unraveling as a negative, but prior to that, describe what it was like for Denise being Denise before she really came into herself.
Yeah. Well, I was sort of humming along in life, and I never felt terribly satisfied at all, I would say, emotionally in my marriage. I knew that I wasn't happy, but I really had no idea as to what it was and what it would take to fix it. It really wasn't until I met the woman who I met that things really started to fall in place. It was the building blocks of my life were finally starting to fall in where they were supposed to. And with that, I went from, you know, very unfulfilled and just feeling like there was just something not right. There was something that wasn't quite gelling, to feeling like I was where I was supposed to be ultimately when it was all said and done. And it was quite a powerful experience to go from one feeling and in life to another. It was pretty strong stuff.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I love how you just described that, because it's almost like, and again, there's so much tragedy out there with people who do, come out of the closet, or, you know, some people do contemplate suicide, some follow through with that. But what I'm about to say is not to even push anyone in that direction. But prior to coming out, I think all of us who've done this at some point feel almost like we're dead inside. And we may not really recognize that as the true feeling, but there is no aliveness to our being.
Right.
We're kind of just stumbling along, walking through life, doing what's expected of us, which it sounds like you kind of were in the same space I was. I was just kind of doing what everybody else expected me to do, kind of keeping myself quiet and not saying a whole lot about really what was going on. Now, I think your story is a little bit different, because it was kind of like this woman brought something alive in you.
Right, yeah.
Whereas in my story, I, as people know, I was not a faithful guy. I was experimenting with guys on the side. So the aliveness was there as far as the sexual aspect, but the reality of a relationship without sex hadn't alivened in me. So I'm just curious, was there any thoughts around homosexuality or fear of what might happen if you came out prior to all this coming about?
Well, you know, honestly, I never really even considered that was what was happening to me. It wasn't a feeling like I knew I was attracted to women, and yet I was in this marriage. It really wasn't like that for me. I cared and loved my family. I got married not knowing there was really any other option. I grew up in a small town in Maine, and I really didn't know any gay people at growing up or as a married woman. All of the friends that we had, that I had, were all, you know, married women or married couples. And right. So it, honestly, it really didn't even dawn on me. That's the weirdest part for me, is that it was only when that chemistry hits and the stars align and all right. of a sudden you're filled with this electricity that you never knew existed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's sort of really how it happened for me.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that's so powerful because it shows so much how when things happen, they're meant to happen. And we've got just about another minute or so before we go to break. But one of the things I wanted to ask you to kind of lead us into break is, what were your top three thoughts as this was happening?
Right. Well, I'd really say it was worry about how all of this was going to impact my kids and my husband. I would say it was really thinking about and really feeling that sense of excitement that was so new to me. Mm-hmm. And there were lots of fear generally around how was I going to be able to live differently than how I've ever lived.
You know, and I have a feeling that anybody who's listening to this right now, and then reflecting back on the work that I've done with people and going to my own experience, the three things you just described are so common.
Oh, yeah.
It is that fear of, okay, what's happening to me? How's this going to affect my family? But I'm really alive and excited inside myself. And I don't mean just sexually. There's an energy that kind of comes up.
Yes.
And when we come back, we're going to go dig into some of that deeper, because I think this is the really important stuff of what it really means to be in your freedom and to go really step out and step into yourself through the good, the bad, and the ugly of coming out late in life. So we're going to get more into that in the next segment, and we're going to talk about how you too can really begin to feel that freedom as you take that journey into being true to yourself every step of the way, no matter what others are thinking of you. We're going to be right back.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Pinrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpinrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community, so tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tabaka inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the Million Dollar Mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the Million Dollar Mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tabaka. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, marlatabaka.com. That's marlatabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
And we are back, and we're continuing our journey into being the late bloomers in life, or the people who come out of the closet late in life. But before we get started exploring some of the joys and pitfalls of that journey, I just have a question for Denise. And I'm talking to my friend Denise LaFrance, who's also a coming out coach, transformation coach, and she works specifically with women through transition and transformation in life. And one of those transformations, obviously, is coming out of the closet. But so, Denise, I have a question.
Sure.
You know, as you went through the process, and each of us, our journeys are specific and different and all that good stuff. But one of my questions would be, as you went through that process, what was one question that you never got asked by anyone that you wish somebody would have taken the time to really, like, look at you and say, Denise, and then they just ask the question?
Right. Well, I guess, Rick, I'd have to say that the perspective that nobody ever really seemed to talk to me about was the perspective of being a mom and coming out. It was in speaking to the therapist that I actually did hire to help me through the whole transition. We talked a lot about, you know, my relationship with my ex-husband, you know, me, the relationship I was having or beginning to have with the woman, but it really wasn't discussed about how motherhood and coming out fit and right. And what was the best way for me to handle the feelings, all of the feelings of, you know, the shame and the guilt about doing this and the worry and all of those really strong mom, or I'm sure in your case, dad emotions that can happen. I think that was the key for me, that nobody really talked to me about that.
Right. And I agree completely, because one of the things that always came up was people had a great way. God love them. I know their intentions were, you know, well, not always good, but they had their heart in the right place of always, aren't you concerned with what this is going to do to your children? You know, what about the kids? Okay, hello, I get it. I'm in the tornado here.
Yeah.
My kids are the most important thing to me, believe it or not. And there are some people who go through this journey and this transformation that, yes, they do step completely away from their children too. Okay. And I'm not going to comment because I could go get on my soapbox about that one.
Yeah.
But the question that never got asked to me is, you know, how are you handling this as a dad? What do you need help with as a dad to navigate this? And I did a lot of looking at books and a lot of, you know, trying to find those answers, and I did okay with it. But now it's so different because there's, you know, gay parents and gay parenting groups and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But at that time when we were coming through this, and then I, you know, God love our, you know, our predecessors who didn't have any of this stuff,
yeah,
you know, and they still managed to make it. So, but I agree with you. I think it's really, you know, just one of those things that if they could focus on the whole you, not just the things that they think are the, you know, quote, worst things. So,
right.
So I guess, you know, at times I've reflected, and I'm going to just ask the question, was there anything you regret about coming out late in life?
You know, as a whole, no. As a whole, it really was what was supposed to happen in my life at the time that it was supposed to happen. I think if this had all happened to me when I was younger, I have no idea how everything would have gelled. You know, that's the funny thing about life. It happens in due course. And, you know, at 37, I discovered who I was supposed to be. And I started that brand new life, you know, and you know, had the kids with me and started developing a whole new community and all of that stuff. But for me, that was okay. And I really don't have any regrets or anything like that around coming out late. It was really just about the how I handled the process, just because I really wish I would have been, you know, the smooth gelling kind of girl, but it was just so difficult that, you know, it's just not a smooth transition for most of us, you know?
Right. And I think for each of us, you know, whether there's regrets or not, I mean, I had some regrets, but I also feel very blessed that I came out late in life, because,
yeah,
you know, I don't know that I would have had children. I don't know. I honestly, and I think I said this in one of my shows, and I've said it several times in different areas, I don't know that I'd be alive if I had come out younger.
Wow.
Because I would have come out right at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, and I don't know if I was mature enough to handle that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, it's really interesting. So, you know, given the fact that you did come out late in life, what are some things that you learned by starting that journey at that stage of your life?
Well, I think part of the benefit, honestly, in coming out a little bit later in life is that even though you're starting a new life, you really, I think for most of us, have some sense of who we are to some degree in our 30s and, you know, late 30s in our case.
Right.
I think that we do have some sense of that. And for me, you know, the biggest realization was that how you have to be to really be able to make that transition. It's not,
absolutely,
it's not easy. And, you know, I think if there was one aspect that is underappreciated by everybody, including the person going through it at the time, it's how courageous and how strong you are for doing what you're doing.
I agree. And I think those are two very powerful words, you know, courageous and strong you have to be, A, to even come out of the closet, but B, to go do it. And, you know, I'm probably going to stir up, ruffle some feathers here, but I think there's so much more of a challenge coming out late in life from a marriage, especially being married with kids, than just being a single person coming out of the closet. And I'm not discounting my brothers and sisters who come out. Please, that's not what I'm trying to say here. But there's like added layers of stuff that those of us who got married and had children now have to go through. We have in-laws to deal with, and we have the kids, obviously, and we have a relationship with an ex-spouse. Sure, people get divorced all the time, and that's another form of coming out, so to speak. But I just think it's an extra special, courageous challenge to come out the way we did.
I was just going to say, Rick, that's the word to me, the key word, is that it's a very distinct and different set of challenges.
Yeah.
When you've got kids to worry about and all of the, you've built a life, basically. You've built an entire life that everybody believed was the life you were going to live for the rest of your life, including, in my case, me.
Exactly. I think all of us who do this, we build, quote, the white picket fence in the future, and it's almost as if it isn't even as if. We are living in a, quote, bubble of our own.
Yeah.
And suddenly the bubble bursts.
Right.
So what is one of the greatest joys you experienced from coming out late in life?
Well, I think, you know, absolutely I can say it's just that sense of rightness. It's amazing to me how I've developed just this, you know, I mean, I always felt like I was an honest person, but I just have now, I really have this thing about being authentically who you are, and you will always find your right path when you stick to your own values, your own beliefs, and when you are living the life that you were meant to live, and you can get to that place of loving yourself for who you are and having the confidence to go forward and live who you are, the world is right. You know, it just gives you so much more than when you feel like you're having to hide. There's nothing worse than that feeling of hiding.
Right, exactly. And I agree with you. I love the statement you just made about living as you were meant to live. This is so crucial, whether you're coming out of the closet or you're coming through some transition. You know, I've had some dear friends recently go through some big life transitions. Some involve death, others involve some, you know, splitting up, some lost their businesses. And one of them said, so Rick, this is as challenging as coming out of the closet. And I said, and what you need to realize is you're being invited to live as you're intended to live right now.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's, I know to some people that's like, okay, that's woo-woo talk. It's not woo-woo talk. It is, this is what you're being invited into. You're being invited to the table in this way.
Yeah.
Now, how you choose to eat this beautiful banquet of life at this moment is up to you.
Right.
But the invitation is there, and it's tough. I know it, and it's really challenging. But is there anything that really hurts you the most by coming out this late in life?
You know, I was very lucky in that my family, overall, even my very devout religious aunt, was quite supportive. Everybody, you know, did worry about the kids. And that was, I think that was probably one of the hurts. If I, you know, that's a really good question, because I hadn't thought of that being hurtful to me. But questioning my motives around how could I do this to the kids was hurtful, because if I thought that I couldn't have gotten through with this, you know, through with them being whole, loving, you know, mom and kids, I don't know what I would have done, but I always just felt that I could do it, you know, that it could be done. So, you know, I think that the questioning around motivation and how could I do this to them as if this was the most selfish thing in the world.
Right.
When actually it was the hardest thing in the world.
You know, and I agree with you, because it's the hardest thing, but it is not the most selfish thing. I had that same thing come up numerous times, and we've got about a minute, but I'm going to share something really quick that this selfish thing, and I've just really come to terms with this in the last few years, and especially in my coaching practice, the most spiritual thing anybody can do is come out of the closet. And by allowing yourself that spiritual journey to self, you become better for everyone around you. And I know that sounds really strange, but it is a truth. Mm-hmm. When I realized that if I allowed myself to go be truly me, I was teaching my children how to be truly who they are. I was being more truthful with my wife and encouraging her to be more true in herself. And these are all things that in the journey we miss. And we're going to talk some more about that when we come back. But I think it's really critical as we go to break to just realize your freedom comes from living in your truth. And only you can do that. Nobody else. Only you can live free in your truth the way you're intended to live in this moment.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Penrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpenrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community, so tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Penrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Believe in your fairy tale to make your zing come true.
I love it.
Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen know it. Join these soul sisters on toginet.com. Believe in your fairy tale to make your zing come true. Showcases two sides. One, to help entrepreneurs showcase their products and tell their story of their happily ever after. And two, to interview people who have realized their own fairy tale and doing something to benefit others. This show is here to help folks who have an idea and want to get it off the ground, as well as to inspire people to make the world a better place by doing something extraordinary or out of the box to help others. Both of these entrepreneurs have their own businesses and websites. With more information on their passions and successes, first for Debbie, fairytalewishesinc.com. And for Deanna, thenextbigzing.com. Believe in your fairy tale to make your zing come true. With the Soul Sisters, Debbie Glickman and Deanna Cohen on toginet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
And we are back, and we're about halfway through this show, and I'm so enjoying talking with my friend Denise and talking about the freedom of stepping into our lives late in life, being those late bloomers, coming out of the closet, all that stuff, because it's really important to be in your freedom. And, you know, 4th of July is next week here in the U.S., and it's all about freedom and independence. And so the bonus code this week, if you're interested in taking advantage of a couple of offers that are going to be coming up here, is freedom. And make sure that if you decide you want to take advantage of those offers, just click the button over there on the right-hand side of the show page here on TogiNet Live. And on my show page at the Coming Out Lounge, where it says special offers or weekly prizes, fill out the form, enter your name and email addresses and everything, and then put the bonus code of freedom in there. So before we move on, I'm going to have Denise talk a little bit about what she's offering as a bonus this week for anyone who's listening. So go ahead, Denise.
Awesome. Thank you. I am going to offer that the first five listeners who email me before next Friday, July 6th, at Denise@emergetoyou.com will receive four sessions for $225, which is a savings of 30%.
That's awesome. That is really great. And you know what, folks? If you're considering doing something for yourself, feeling like, you know, I need to make a move, I need to do something that gets me at least exploring, you know, this isn't a huge investment. And I have to tell you, I work with a lot of people, a lot of coaches. This is a good deal. Trust me, it's a really great way to get in touch with yourself, get some coaching from someone who has been through this journey, and to talk to someone who I have just really created a great friendship and affinity for. I just love talking and chatting with Denise. So again, if you want to do this, email Denise before July the 6th, that's Friday, July the 6th, at denise@emergeintoyou.com. And she will help you out there. Or you can fill out the form right here on the show page, and I'll get the information to Denise as well. And then we'll talk about what I'm doing at the end of the show. So, okay, now it's time for the he said, she said version of the show, where Rick and Denise are going to kind of banter back and forth how we would approach something if we were coaching, or what we would do to give people advice. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the most important thing to remember when you're coming out of the closet. So Denise, I'll let you kind of take the lead there.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing to remember is that everybody at the beginning point and most of the way through are going to be filled with fear. And if I had to give one overall word that everybody is going to express, it's going to be fear of something. And it's going to be fear of rejection. It could be, you know, fear of how is my community of faith going to react. It's that piece of fear. So I'm sure, Rick, that you, as well as I, spend a lot of time with folks sort of dissecting the fears and talking about how to cope with them, how to leave them behind, all of those good things.
Yeah. Yeah, and fears, they come in so many different flavors. It's kind of like, you know, going to Baskin Robbins and, you know, seeing all the flavors of ice cream. And I think it's so vitally important, whether you work with a coach, you work with a therapist, obviously we'd love to work with you as coaches, because our job is to help you move forward and say, okay, I'm here, but I want to go down the road to this. Not that therapists don't do that, but there's a little bit different way they do it. But the fear factors that show up need to be addressed one by one, and sometimes they hold hands together. So the fears can be like good buddies, and you talk about them and work through them together. But I think this is really important, you know, to really look at each fear and give it time to kind of ruminate. I know a lot of my clients, we work anywhere from minimum 3 months together, many times 6 to 9 months going through this process. So, So I'm going to take the next thing. And the next question is really one thing that I discovered not to be true as I came out of the closet. And the thing that I discovered not to be true was that I wasn't going to please everybody, and I shouldn't try to make that my focus. And I really had this thing that I have to please everybody, and that isn't true. Because for me, that took away a whole lot of energy of taking care of the people who were most important. Me, And I know that may sound selfish to some of you, but if you're not taking care of yourself, then you're not going to be able to take care of other people. So this was really something that I had to kind of do a mind shift around. And it was also kind of funny because at that point in time, one of the things that I discovered not to be true was living on a diet of top ramen and alcohol didn't work either. I literally could not survive living that way.
Wow.
But also realizing that you can't take care of everybody else. You need to only take care of the ones that are most important to you through this process. So what about you, Denise? What was one of the things you discovered not to be true?
Let's see, not to be true. I guess it was, for me, it was, I thought that I was really, at first, I thought I was losing myself. Mm. It felt like I was, you know, my world was basically imploding, and I was, you know, I really did, and I think it's common, and maybe you did too, Rick, go through a period of grieving a lot. And so
I want to interrupt you here, Denise, because I think this is a very important point you just made that so often gets overlooked. Mm-hmm. You are grieving a life. You are literally, and I have grief coaches that I work with, and we talk about this all the time. When you go through any major transformation, and especially when you're going through coming out, you have to give yourself time to grieve the life that you are putting to rest so that you can step fully into the life that's blossoming.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, and I think that all of the loss that I was feeling, I didn't know where I was going to end up in life. I had no idea. You know, at 52, where I am now, I've been in a relationship for 11 years. I'm very happy. My kids are great. It's a brand new life that I've built. And the fear and all of the feelings I had around all the loss were part of what I had to go through to get to where I am today.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the assumption that I might never feel better than I do on, you know, on one of those worst days that you're having was, thank goodness, not the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Say that again, because I kind of caught that. Like, I love how she said that. We probably both won't be able to remember it now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't write it down. I would say that, what the heck did I say? I think I said that the fear that I had that my life would never get better than it was on that worst day was not the truth. It evolved into something wonderful.
Yeah, and I think that's so powerful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said something else. I'm like, okay, we haven't talked about a lot. I mean, we've talked a lot. We haven't talked about a lot of stuff. So you've been together for 11 years. That's exactly how long my partner and I have been together.
Get out. Are you serious?
Yep. This year, in September, will be 12 years. So,
wow. But, congratulations.
So, thanks. And you too. So what is one of the things that surprised you most about yourself in this process?
Well, you know, I think I love where I've come and who I've become as a result of the process. You know, I feel that people who have been through the process of this total life transformation generally become much more empathetic to people who are going through major change.
Yep.
And I've developed, you know, a huge appreciation for lots of things that I think just would have been totally under my radar.
That's beautiful. You know? I mean, I think that is true because you do begin to appreciate things that you never would have thought you would have appreciated before, you know. And one of the things that I discovered that surprised me the most is I think a lot of us that come out of the closet have this piece of low self-esteem, shame, that's all kind of part of the whole journey. But the self-esteem can be really big for some.
Yeah.
And I'm a big, tall guy. I mean, I'm like almost 6'5". At the time I was coming out of the closet, I weighed a little over 300. And I didn't know exactly how I was going to fit in this community. And then suddenly when I started to realize that, even though I was a big guy with a little extra weight, and then I lost a whole bunch of weight because I became an avid cyclist, but there were guys that were actually really attracted to this.
Uh-huh.
And it was suddenly surprising to me that I was being gravitating, attracted to guys that I thought, wow, he's really hot. You know, why? What does he see in me? So I was really surprised at what it did for my own self-worth to allow myself to just be who I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Years. Yep. So the next question I really have, and I'm going to take this one because this was something I was one of my hardest lessons to learn, was how do I avoid hurting others through this process? And it took me a while to get this one, but to realize I can't get them there. I can't move them there. I can't guide them into a state of, you know, acceptance. I just need to let them get there on their own. And that's how I could avoid hurting them and, on the other side, hurting myself. If I quit forcing it on them, then I couldn't get hurt. And by forcing it on them, in my own way, I was hurting them. And one of my favorite phrases is to just really realize the moment you decide to step out of the closet, your entire tribe goes through that closet door with you. And your tribe is your family, your friends. Everybody goes through that doorway with you. So I guess, Denise, and we've got a couple minutes till break here, what would be the thing that you would, you know, advise you get somebody for, you know, not hurting themselves in this process or hurting others?
Right. Well, I think part of it for me would be to be as honest as you possibly can, and to be very sensitive around the information that someone is lots of times for the first time receiving. And so it would really be to give them the time and be as patient with them as you would want them to be with you should the roles be reversed. Because
I think that is such good advice. The patience, to give them the space, and we're going to go to break here in just a few seconds, but
sure. This
is big. And I love how you said it. It's the patience to give them. And one time when you and I were talking, you said something like, patience is the greatest gift you can give to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that is so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because I want to make sure we really dig into that patience piece, because as a person coming out, you've got to have the patience of a saint for yourself and for others. And when we return, we're going to get into that. Don't forget, if you want to sign up for stuff, the word is freedom. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you do step into being totally free late in life, coming out of the closet.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Have you ever wondered why America is facing such a healthcare crisis? Then join us for Dr. Peter DeVet Live every weekday at 1 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Doctor, give me the news.
He'll answer your healthcare and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic healthcare to spirituality and wellness. You'll find out about the roots of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management. The holistic approach, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness. How emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your body like a book. Dr. DeVet will also go through your personal questions and how you can navigate through the illness maze. Supplements, medications, therapies, treatment options, surgeries, all kinds of things related to your health. Dr. Peter DeVet Live, every weekday at 1 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Is there more living for you to do?
Yes. Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer, Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Tricia's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Tricia expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer.
Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens.
And here we are. We're flowing into the last segment of the hour of our show today. And again, I'm really enjoying this, being with another Coming Out coach, Denise LaFrance of Emerge Into You. And I hope whether you're listening live or you're going to listen to this later, I hope this is really helping some of you. If you're in that space where you're just not sure where you are, what you want to do, you're afraid of, you know, breaking up a marriage or what might happen to your kids, you've got two people right here who both would be willing to have some consultations with you, talk a little bit with you. And in fact, before we go much further, Denise is offering that four sessions for $225. So you can email her at denise@emergeintoyou.com. Or you can fill out the form right there on the show page of the Coming Out Lounge that says special offers. Also, I am offering a buy one, get one free session for this summer. So fill out the form. You'll get notices about both of those offers. And now to move on, we're going to move kind of quickly because when we get into the last segment, there's a couple of things that happen. One, towards the end, we do some rapid fire questions. But before we get there, I want to get to some of the heart of this stuff. So, Denise, one of the questions I had given you prior to the show was, what was the one thing you wish you could say about coming out that if everyone really heard you and could really hear what you were trying to say, could potentially change the world?
Well, I think it would be that as painful as the experience is when you're going through it, by working through the feelings, the thoughts, the experiences, everything you're going through, there's going to be, you know, a feeling of peace and wholeness when you've gone through that really rough patch. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, it's that it gets better because it does. Mm-hmm. And it's basically holding on to who you are, because every one of us is such a gift. Mm. And if we can just remember that we, just the way we are a gift, and we're, all we're doing is trying to get from point A to point B the best way we can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I guess that would be the message.
I so agree with you on that one. I think, you know, if everybody had the worldview of everyone as a gift, I'm really curious what would be different about our society.
Boy, a lot, I think.
Yeah. And I think this really applies not only to, again, to our particular, you know, show that we're talking about today, or coming out of the closet, or being gay, lesbian, you know, bisexual, transgender. It just really applies to everybody in general. And yesterday I was actually talking to a guest that's coming on in August, or actually September, and his name is Ryan Salins, and he's a transgender. And, you know, we had some interesting conversations about what he wanted to talk about, because I don't want to talk about, you know, I don't want to know whether he has junk between his legs. I don't want to hear any of that normal stuff, because he's been asked those questions 150 times. And when I said, so what is one of the questions you'd really like to be asked, you know, and he said, I'd like to be asked, at the core of who I am, how did me transgendering change the world?
Mm.
And I thought, you know, that's a really powerful question.
That certainly is.
Because he has become quite the advocate. But we'll get to Ryan. He's coming up in September. We're going to be doing a whole segment of shows in September leading up to National Coming Out Day with some really powerful guests. But I have something as a coach-to-coach sort of question. What is one of the biggest barriers you face when working with clients as to why they can't, shouldn't, won't come out of the closet?
Well, I personally feel like, you know, for many of the people that I've worked with, it's living by somebody else's values and belief system. It's taking what they've been told and living by that truth versus their own truth.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, one of the things that can be so powerful in working with somebody is really to take a look at all of those things that they believe or have believed to be true, and really to say, I reject this. This is not who I am or what I want to live by.
Right.
So So I think it's really challenging those things and coming up with your own individual life plan.
I love that, your own individual life plan. You know, I'm working on a workshop called The Gay Men's Manifesto, and one piece of it is rewriting your own rules, you know.
Yeah, that's
great.
And
the thing is drawing from what you've learned, what you've gained, but then rewriting them, you know. And again, it's not selfish. It's, okay, I've learned this about living, or I've learned this and I want to implement this. We each have that power and freedom of choice to do that sort of stuff. And I think it's so important, especially through this process that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So here's part of what I do, and I'm going to do my kind of quick process, but then I'm going to put a caveat at the end. So when someone comes to work with me, we really do three steps. We do a mindset reset on their beliefs and thoughts. And then we work on the courageous confidence piece of what's it going to take for them to really be able to courageously say, yes, I'm gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever it may be. And then the third piece is helping them step into action and living their truth, feeling their freedom, and truly living powerfully on purpose. So that's kind of my signature system, so to speak.
Yeah. Sounds great.
But here's the caveat. 9 times out of 10, pieces and bits of that fall into place when I'm working with people, but this isn't a handbook, folks. Each one of you is unique and different when you come and do this work with us. So having said that, I wanted to just kind of get a feel for how, you know, how you do this, Denise. You know, what is there a signature system? Is there a way you walk people through stuff?
I think that the things that you outlined, that three-step system, is very similar to the way I work. Sometimes I find that some of the confidence pieces are part of some of the mindset reset. You know, they sort of, the flow, it's exactly like you said, that, you know, the coming out process is as unique as the individual going through it. And so the process of helping guide someone through it is very unique. But I think, you know, the three big pieces you hit on are absolutely right on in the way that I do it as well.
You just said something, Denise, that I think is so important for people to understand. You use the word guide people through this. And I want to make sure people listening to this or wondering if they should work with a coach or even a therapist, either one, it's the same thing. We're guiding. We're not telling you what to do. We're not telling you how to do it.
Absolutely.
We may suggest things, but and this is Rick being really raw right now. My belief as a coach is I am just the catalyst to your journey. I am going to ask questions. I am going to probe. I'm going to give you ideas. I'm going to be that outside person looking from a high vantage point down on what you're saying.
Yep.
But my job is not to say, yes, Denise, this is how you should do it. Tonight I want you to go home and I want you to set your husband down and say, I have something to tell you, and oh, by the way, I'm a lesbian. No, that's not how we play this game. That's not how we roll.
Yeah.
And I just had an experience with a client where he'd been coaching with me for a couple of months, and then he messaged me, texted me, and said, tonight's the night. I didn't say why. I didn't say how. I said, great. Good luck.
Yeah.
Because he came to it. I knew it was coming. I could feel it in our sessions, but he knew it. So, okay, well, we're kind of to that point where we get to have some fun. And
having fun?
We have been having fun, but some real fun, because I think these questions are so much fun to do, because I do them with each guest towards the end of the show. So these are what I call my rapid fire questions, Denise. They're kind of like quick answers. You don't get a whole lot of time to think. It's kind of like James Lipton when he does the Actor Studio. So love you, James. I stole a little bit of your thunder here, but here we go.
Okay.
So what's the funniest thing about being a lesbian?
I would say the clothing that I've observed.
Okay, I'm not going to go there because I've been there for a whole long time. So, and who would you say your hero is?
At this point today, you asked me yesterday, it's a different answer. Today, it's Ellen.
Okay.
Yep.
Love her.
Yep.
And name a gay or lesbian icon, dead or alive, you'd love to have dinner with.
I think it would be very cool to have dinner with Lily Tomlin.
Mm, one of my favorites. Actually, I got to meet her not long ago.
Did you?
Yeah, at a little movie premiere thing. What hurts you the most about being a lesbian?
I think it would be the discrimination that I've seen people go through. That's always hard to see, and so I would say discrimination.
What's the best thing?
The feeling of freedom and of self-love at the end of the process.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
To speak for yourself. Don't let anybody basically speak for you. You're the only one that knows exactly how you feel, think, look at the world. So to speak for yourself, you have that power, and it's about finding your voice.
Powerful, very powerful. So who had the most impact on your coming out process?
Boy, that's, interestingly, I would say the woman that I came out for and the therapist that helped me. She was definitely crucial for me.
Right. What makes you most proud as a lesbian?
I absolutely love and have always felt connected to the strength of women. So speaking from my vantage point, it would be recognizing the amazing sense of connection, strength, organization that can come when people get together and fight for what's right. And in our case, it's being treated equally.
Right. So if you could only pick one word right now to describe who you really are right now in life, what would that word be?
I would say the word would be feeling.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, and the last question I have is, what's the best piece of advice? We've got like a minute to go.
Yeah.
You give someone.
It would be to really examine your gift to the world, and your sexuality is a piece of who you are, and you are more than that, just that, but that is part of you, and to embrace the whole you and the gift that you are.
That's a beautiful way to end the show. Thanks so much, Denise. In a couple of weeks, we will be back. We're going to be having a good friend of mine, Scott Backman. He is a gay Irish Catholic Jewish comedian. That's a mouthful. So this will be fun. And again, we won't have a show. So happy 4th of July, everyone. We won't be back until July the 11th, but we are looking forward to that. And don't forget, there's special offers. Make sure you know exactly what we got going, and we'll see you in just a couple of weeks.
Thank you for joining us today with the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for the Coming Out Lounge.